The first thing that we were taught when we were young and were children was the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The sign of the cross reminds us that we believe in the Trinity of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as I remember, my grandmother who taught me that every time we do the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, we said, Father God, open my mind to understand your will. Jesus Christ, the Son, open my heart to love your will. Holy Spirit, over my shoulders, give me the strength to carry out what is necessary each day. The sign of the cross is important of reminder of who God is and his almighty love for us. God is not just someone who is out there. God is someone who is very close to us. And every time we do the sign of the cross, we are being reminded that he's always with us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We use the sign of the cross at beginning and at the end of every prayer, at the beginning and end of every Mass, at the beginning and end of every liturgical or sacramental celebration. Why? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit remind us that God is love because it's who he is. Love is not just one of his qualities. It is who he is, his substance, and his existence. This inner Trinitarian love between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is real, total self-giving, and genuine that it cannot be contained. It flows and gives life to the acts of creation, to the acts of redemption, and to the act of sanctification now. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit always work together to give us life, to redeem us when we were lost, and to continue to sanctify us through his power and working of grace. True love gives life. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Our world talks much about love, but only true love gives light because it's real, it's genuine, and it's transparent. True love changes life because it cares for all, not some. True love is able to give without worrying about what is in it for me. What do I get in return? Without worrying about manipulation, benefits, or taking advantage of someone. True love complements, it respects, it gives, and it wills the good of the other. All human love that we see and experience in this life reflects the love of God within himself at Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as well as his outpouring and transformative grace that created, that saved, and continued to sanctify us in our faith journey. He loves us not because we are worthy of his love. He loves us because he hath willed, formed, and created us in his image and his likeness. Therefore, we, human beings, can only love and love fully when we learn what it truly means to love from him, in relationship with him, and from that relationship to others. Remember, my brothers and sisters, the sign of the cross is both horizontal and vertical, connecting us to God first, so that what we receive from God, we share it with one another. It's important that the sign of the cross that we do each time remind us that we cannot give to each other what we have not first received from him. My brothers and sisters, our identity and our mission is to love because God is love. Only in real giving of ourselves can we be free from our very own self as to become true sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, disciples of Jesus Christ, and instrument of the Holy Spirit. This last week, I was able to finish one of the series on Netflix, and it's what a small series called Defenders. And in the Defenders had one of my favorite, all-time favorite character, the Daredevil. So Matthew Murdock, that I have preached to you before, is a very devout Catholic. And in the scene in the Defenders, he was going to confession with his favorite priest, Father Paul Lantham. He was confessing about having to lie to his friends, the people that he cared for, in order to keep his secret of his heroic life, especially from one whom he truly loved, Claire. And so when he was trying to confess to Father Paul Lantham, Father Paul gave him this advice. Took me about 3 tries to rewind back to write it down for you. So Father Paul said, "Acknowledging a lie is often the best path to finding the truth, my son. A lie like this one is often the sign of indecision, a sign that your mind and your soul are not yet aligned. The Lord sees, not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearances, but the Lord looks on the heart. Ignoring reality doesn't change anything, Matthew. God knows your heart. Let him in so he can help, especially if that heart is damaged." Isn't that good? I love Matthew Murdock and the Daredevil, because there's so much religion and so much God in there. Oftentimes when we're hurt, when we feel like we're not worthy to be loved, we have to let God in. Let him in so he can help, especially if that heart is damaged. Remember, God looks at us from the bottom of our heart, because he is the creator of that heart. The main reason why I love Matthew Murdock, especially his character and his mission in the Defender series, is that Matthew is able to believe in the goodness of people and try to give them chances as to save them from their own perdition, even when he questions his own self-worth and his mission. Matthew always desired to choose the redemptive option for others, even in the darkest of time, even if it means to give and to sacrifice his very self. One of the characters in the series attests to Matthew's unshaken purpose and mission, as she said, and I quote, "He loves this city and the people in it more than he loves himself." My brothers and sisters, how can we change the world? How can we make a better society, a better church? We have to love this city. We have to love this society. We have to love this world more than we love ourselves. To love is not just to do something good when we feel like it, because it's beneficial for us, or we get something back in return. To love is to will the good of the other wholly and completely, not just something that is based on temporary passions, passing emotions, or sentiments. We can only be who we are when we humble ourselves and allow God's grace to change us deep from within. Instead of worrying about our petty rights and freedom, trying to identify ourselves that we like, which will always leave us temporary happy in the moment, but always unfulfilled and joyless in the long run. If we live that life, we will never become content and at peace with ourselves. Only when we are able to embrace who we are in God. True communion can only exist when we are loving one another and in relationship with one another, especially as we recognize His presence in one another. True communion can only exist when we choose to love and be in communion and relationship with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit first. What we have received from our life of faith, our life of prayer, will be shared. We can only love one another when we learn how to love as God loves. Only His love changes hearts, ours and others. God loves it like giving because it flows from His own inner Trinitarian love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Outpours into creation, confirms in His unconditional love on the cross for us, and continuing to be at work today through the work of grace in the Spirit. Pope Francis said in his Pentecost homily last week that there is a growing culture of insults that make us hide behind the screenings of our television, social media, and the internet. It's easier for us to bash one another, than to stretch out our hands to love each other. We are losing a real sense of communion, my brothers and sisters. Pope Francis said, and I quote, "The more we use and become dependent on social media, the less social we are becoming." Think about that. So how can we build a communion? How can we build a better society? How can we be more sociable to one another? By being communion with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and become the reflection of that love. May we begin all things in all things and end all things in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.